This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That was a big sigh.
Sorry, just getting it out.
Well, it's good to do that.
Trying to be zen-like as we start the podcast.
Yes, I often think of you as zen-like.
Do you think so?
Zen-ish.
You're just digging your heels in there, aren't you? You've tucked yourself into a cul-de-sac.
I have. Okay, I need to reverse out, I think.
Reverse ferret.
Yeah, I think I need to reverse out of the cul-de-sac.
Here's what I want to ask you about.
Go on.
You texted me about a week ago.
Oh, no.
And said, school discos, ! And you haven't elaborated.
We went to our kids' school disco. Well, no, not our kids' school disco. It was a parents' disco at our kids' school.
How was that then?
Throwing shapes.
Did you wear your disco strides?
Oh, no, it was good. It was a good event. It was a sort of fundraiser. It was a good event. It was more just sort of... The music was quite contemporary, I would say. Less Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and more 21st century.
Do you think that's reflective of the age of the other parents, or is there something else going on?
Oh, that's a good question. I hadn't thought of that.
I don't think of you as a particularly old dad. I mean, I'm very much the old dad. I told you, didn't I? I went into the dry cleaner with Jean, and the dry cleaner said to me, "Oh, and is this your grandson?"
Oh, that's just... I mean, that is pretty... That's hard, isn't it? What did you say?
Fortunately, Jean was so busy laughing, it helped a little bit with the embarrassment of it.
Yeah. Now, I've got a big question for you, which is, everybody thinks that the North London tree mural is Banksy, but clearly it was you, wasn't it?
Well, what's to say that I'm not Banksy?
Ah. In case people don't know about this, I sort of loved this story. So basically, in Finsbury Park, near to where Jeff lives, on Monday, a tree mural appeared. In fact, Banksy said it was his, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
How did he... I'm just trying to look at his Instagram to see what he actually... Do you know what he said? What did he issue? Oh, he just put a picture of it, didn't he? Can I just ask you, in a world where there's lots of CCTV, I know this is kind of probably spoiling the point, but don't you think there might be film of him?
Maybe he hurls paint at the CCTV camera.
No, but seriously, I mean, don't you think that if somebody wanted to, they could find out... They could at least track who did, because we know the number of hours that it must have happened.
So you want to see him unmasked?
No,
know, like
I don't
Spider,
really.
Spider-Man films.
No, but I don't really. Maybe I've just been watching too much Slow Horses. But I just I just sort of think there's something quite sort of exciting about the sort of On the Trail of Banksy. I think there may have been a Radio 4 thing made called On the Trail of Banksy.
Yes, there was. I think maybe a 3-part documentary last year. It was quite good, wasn't it?
I mean, do you see the point of Banksy is that he isn't, nobody knows who he is?
I'm going to say something that you're not going to like. I find Banksy a little bit on the nose.
Oh.
Have I upset you by saying that?
I mean, since I am Banksy, yes,
you have. Well, this could be all part of my
Double bluff. double bar.
Hey, imagine if you were Banksy. Now, that would be some kind of
Yeah, that would be some kind of double bluff.
Yeah.
So what on the nose means what?
I don't find it the most subtle presentation of ideas.
Right, interesting. I don't think that's the point, is it, though?
No, but I think that, coupled with the constant proclamation of what a genius he is.
Oh, I see. I just like the sort of I just like the notion of these sort of anonymous murals that appear. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. I really like the idea.
I'm quite sort of. I'm quite just at a more simplistic level, really.
Yeah, I mean, it made me think. My lack of curiosity is such that, as you say, I live quite close to that mural, and it hasn't even occurred to me to go and look at it.
Oh, I wondered if you were going to go there.
Did you see this this thing about the plaque on the bench?
I think you should explain.
Yeah, so this was a plaque on a bench in Clifton in Bristol, hometown of Banksy. So it's got the dates of her life, the 6th of September 1969 to the 25th of December 2023, and it reads, "For my love, husband, father, adulterer. Yes, Roger, I knew." Which, you see, I don't love a Banksy, but I do love a humorous plaque on a bench.
Interesting.
Isn't there one in one of the local parks in London which has got somebody's name and then the dates he lived, and it says who hated this park and everybody in it?
Well, that is good. And I've discovered, well, I've read a very, very fascinating piece talking of providing a laugh about who has the secret to well-being. This is a piece in the New York Times, which I sent you, and I think it got a response, did it?
Yes, yes.
So who has a secret?
Tell us about this.
The answer may surprise you. Toddlers, full of energy, curiosity and laughter, have a lot to teach adults, experts say. And this is a piece by Jen C. Dunn in the New York Times. When it comes to happiness and living well, we can learn a lot from toddlers. Stay with me here. Hassan Mirali, an associate professor of pediatrics at McMaster University and a pediatric emergency room physician, has treated thousands of patients between the ages of 1 and 5. In his book, Sleep Well, Take Risks, Squish the Peas, Secrets from the Science of Toddlers for a Happier, More Successful Way of Life, he writes that this group has an undeserved bad reputation. And he said that toddlers do have tantrums, where research suggests they occur on average once a day in the last 3 minutes. The rest of the time, they're models of well-being.
See, I would question the robustness of that research.
So he basically, and then he goes through, or the article goes through, the things that toddlers tend to do. Positive self-talk.
So it's recommending that if you want to be happy like a toddler's happy, you've got to give yourself some positive self-talk. Yeah. Could you do that? Could you look at yourself in the mirror and say, come on, Ed, you got it?
But maybe psychologically, maybe sort of internally you can do this. You can do it. Do you see what I mean? You don't need to say it out loud.
I think I would feel embarrassed even if it was my own inner monologue. Would you be able to do that? Give yourself a little internal pep talk?
Why not? Take an opportunity to move. That's important.
Yes, on that move thing, they recommend something called full body karaoke. Did you see this?
No.
So it's getting up from where you are and singing a favourite song whilst moving your body for the entire duration of that song.
I'm not so sure about that.
No. I'd be happy to do the karaoke whilst sitting.
But brief bursts of activity have been shown to increase longevity. I mean, that is important. Ask questions.
Yeah, asking questions is good. Although perhaps not why, though. Why, though? Or are we nearly there yet?
You know, I did a Q&A with some kids in a year two class in my constituency on Friday, and they asked great questions and had great ideas. There's something about the fact that primary school kids can feel less constrained than secondary school kids in asking questions.
Yes, that sort of awkward teenager thing. Yeah, I think you're right about that. So when you go into a classroom of what's that, six-year-olds, what's your opener?
Actually, this I didn't have an opener because they had questions ready for me.
And can you remember any of the questions?
What's your favourite colour?
What is your favourite colour?
Red. Have you met the king?
You have.
What do you do in your job? What are you going to do to tackle climate change? What are you going to do?
Yes, I've been meaning to ask you about that. what is it you're doing exactly?
Do you enjoy your job? Did you always think you were going to do your job? Really good questions. Anyway, yeah, you get the general drift. Ask questions, fix your sleep schedule. And then I thought this was really most important one. Look for opportunities to laugh.
That's good. I like the sleep schedule thing as well. I'd like to nap like a toddler does.
I'm not so good at it. I'm not a nap person. But one study found that young children laugh 6 times as much as adults. but we can seek ways to build playfulness and humour into our day.
Oh, and then doesn't it go on to say that one way in which you could do that is by sharing funny texts with a friend? It does say that. I'm not making that up.
Trade silly texts with somebody.
Yes. Maybe that will jolt you into replying.
I think that's
or
so,
doing a little ha-ha.
I think that's so unfair. Now, talking of replying, some people have replied to us, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay, this is from Mark Hillary, and the subject is piano. Hi, Ed mentioned the Guardian article by Simon Osborne about learning piano. When the first pandemic lockdown started, I bought a Yamaha electronic piano online, a subscription to Simply Piano. I went through the lessons, and within a year I was competent, and now I can play some Bach and other classical pieces. I played drums before, but nothing requiring knowledge of notes, chords, and scales. I was 50 when I first tried piano, and now I can walk up to those pianos in train station and have a little play before walking away. Ooh. It's a good lesson that shows it's never too late to just try something new, and also there is probably an app out there making it easier than ever to get started. Thanks for the show, Mark Hillary, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Do like those pianos in train stations, you know.
I do too, but Sao Paulo, Brazil, it's impressive, yeah.
Well, yeah, and maybe the pianos and train stations have reached Sao Paulo then. I think they are sort of a worldwide phenomenon now, aren't they?
I love that programme called The Piano on Channel 4.
It's coming back soon.
Yes, it's coming back. Although presumably the mystery is going to slightly be gone, is it?
You'd have thought so, but yeah. it's a clever show, so...
We should say what it is, that Lang Lang and Mika are secretly behind the scenes and people are being filmed and etc.
And it's Mika the singer, not Mr. Mika from Rent-A-Ghost.
No, so isn't that Mr. Mika?
No, it's Mr. Mika from Rent-A-Ghost. Wasn't it?
That's Roger Mika, actually, who emailed into this podcast and was my some personal trainer, remote personal trainer. We're getting confused here.
I always like a gratuitous mention of Rent-A-Ghost just to put a little smile on Ed's face.
Yeah, it's good. You're learning from the toddlers. Come on, Jeff, you can do it.
Thank you. This comes from Jacob. It's with regards to the cicadas that we talked about last week. And he says, good morning to you both. I am a listener that lives in Chicago. I have a foldy-out bed. And if either of you would like to come and witness the spectacle, then be my guest. I live right next to the train line to the airport, so it'd be very convenient.
I mean, that's such a kind offer.
Yeah, I don't love a fold-out bed.
Really?
Better than an air mattress.
You can always stay with Lynn and Joe. Anyway, Lynn, I think we may not be there live on the scene ourselves, but we know we've got our special correspondent lined up. It's a bit like the special correspondent on the Daily Show.
Yes.
Do you think Lynn knows to alert us when the cicadas sort of arrive? Do you think I need to make separate contact with her, or do you think I'll live to regret that?
I think you'll live to regret it. It's like vampires. Don't invite them in.
I think that's very unfair. Anyway, we are going to go live to Lynn when the cicadas arrive.
Yes, I do think Lynn's nose will feel slightly pushed out of joint by the fact that Jacob is also listening in Chicago.
Right, okay.
She won't like that.
Okay.
She likes to be the special one.
Okay.
So this is an email on the subject of trousers, and it is perhaps the greatest subject line of any email we've ever received.
Yes.
It's from William Detweiler, who says, trouser advice for Ed Miliband from Lyndon B. Johnson.
Right.
Hello, Ed and Jeff. I'm a big fan of your podcast. Look, I've left that compliment in for you.
Good.
I appreciate your perspectives on swimming, social matters, sustainability and the like. Regarding your listener's perspective on trousers and jeans, I have no doubt that both of you can find a stylish and comfortable fit. It's simply a matter of trying on 20 or so different models, sizes, and brands. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
Also, do you know, if you put something on, can you tell if it looks good on you, or do you need somebody else to
try? No, I need somebody else. In fact, I'm off to do some shopping after this podcast to do precisely that.
He says, the reason I wanted to write was your comments immediately reminded me of one of the United States of America president preferences for trousers. Ed may recall that Lyndon Johnson Library released hundreds of hours of telephone conversations.
I didn't know
the president's telephone. Why would he assume that I wouldn't recall that? I mean, it was a correct assumption.
But I didn't either.
No. And he says, in this clip, President Johnson...
You do find a slight, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a nose for a slight.
very finely attuned radar.
You do really do.
Yes.
Have you talked about this with your therapist?
Extensively.
Right, good, okay, fine.
All right.
Yeah.
William says, in this clip, President Johnson called the Dallas-based Hagar Clothing Company to order some new pants and provided specific and sometimes graphic instructions on how the garments should be customised. So this is fascinating. It's quite a long clip.
Okay.
It's 4 or 5 minutes long.
Four or five minutes?
No, so I recommend that you go off and listen to that in your own time. However, I've done you sort of an edited highlight section just about the trousers.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Hager?
Yes, it's Joe Hager.
Y'all made me some real lightweight slacks. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear.
Yes, sir.
Kind of a almost powder color, like powder on a lady's face. Wear around in the evening when I come in from work.
Yes, sir.
And now, another thing with crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. When I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, round under my back to my bum hole. Now, Connor, do you give this boy the address because I'm running for a funeral?
You like just a little more stride in the crotch.
Yeah, that's right. I want you to build these at least a half inch more and then leave me some in there.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that extraordinary?
I tend not to be the kind of conversations I have when I'm looking for clothes.
Well, this is this thing. So presumably every presidential phone call made from the White House is recorded.
Well, isn't this, I'm now sort of isn't this to do with pre-Nixon, that before Nixon they were all recorded? Are they still all recorded?
I don't know. But
I find that hard to believe that they're all recorded. Is that still true? Maybe our listeners will be able to. But there was the whole thing about the Nixon tapes. Did you know about this?
Yes, of course.
To do with Watergate.
Yeah.
Are you just saying, of course, or?
No, of course I know about the Nixon tapes. Yeah.
Fine.
Between you and William, never mind like perceiving slights that aren't there.
Okay, no.
You think I'm some kind of ignoramus?
No, I don't at all. Do they still get recorded? I thought it was Nixon's paranoia that they were all recorded. Maybe not. But obviously it's pre-Nixon.
Do you not think we're getting digressive here?
Yeah, sorry.
Don't you think that was the most extraordinary piece of audio?
It was.
Firstly, don't you think he sounds like a terrible person? I think his history kind of bore that out, separate the man and all that. And then he goes into some detail about what's going on in the crotch area.
Yeah.
He includes the word bunghole, and at one stage he belches in the middle of the conversation. Like, you think, Donald Trump is the most uncouth president ever. Having heard that, maybe I'm not sure anymore.
I mean, look, I don't want to sort of defend him, but the point is, presumably all of his conversations are being... He doesn't think it's being... he's presumably not got it in mind that he's being recorded.
True, but is that the way that you're speaking to someone who's running up a pair of trousers for you?
No. No, I think the belt was unfortunate.
He doesn't even excuse himself.
No, I know.
Anyway, I have a little quiz for you.
Go on.
It's facts about either Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah.
Or London's B. Johnson, Boris Johnson.
Okay.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
How many questions?
Five.
Yeah,
five.
Okay. A quick fire at this time.
Yeah. His aides often worried about having enough shirts on hand, as they should have. He would sweat through 6 or 7 a day.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He once tried to jostle a kidney stone loose by having an aide drive him over bumpy roads.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes. You're very good at this. None of the body parts customarily referred to as private were private to him.
Lyndon Johnson.
And he famously named his member Jumbo.
Lyndon Johnson.
Jumbo. Okay. He would demean staffers by giving them orders while sitting on the toilet.
Lyndon Johnson.
Favourite aftershave, Old Spice.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes.
5 out of 5.
You had no enthusiasm at all for it. You couldn't wait for it to be over, and it was your most successful quiz of all time.
There you go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalised plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, also from the New York Times, I wanted to talk to you about wildlife. I thought this was such an interesting piece in the New York Times. It's called Where the Wild Things Went During the Pandemic by Emily Anthes. You know how in the pandemic we all said, oh, isn't it amazing, the goats in Flandino? You remember the goats?
Yes, when nature started reappearing in the towns, like animals started wandering into town.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it's more complicated than you might think. So this piece basically is a new global study which used wildlife cameras to track human and animal activity during the COVID lockdown suggests the story that we all told each other was not that simple. And Cole Burton, who is a wildlife ecologist at the University of British Columbia, says we went in with a somewhat simplistic notion. Humans stop, animals are going to breathe a sigh of relief. Anyway, it turns out that carnivores were more active when people faded from the landscape, but the opposite was generally true for large herbivores and urban animals.
Well, is that because the carnivores were more active? So is it a food chain thing? Usually we're at the top of the food chain and then we were replaced.
What do you mean? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm oversimplifying it, aren't I?
Well, that's not what they said. On the flip side, the activity of large herbivores such as deer and moose increased when humans were out and about. That could be because the animals simply had to move more to avoid the throngs of people. But if people... Oh, yeah, right. But if people help keep the carnivores at bay, that could make it safe for the herbivores to come out and play. So you don't think this is at all surprising, basically?
No, I did think... I hadn't thought about it, but when I skimmed it earlier, I thought, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It was interesting that animals became more nocturnal.
More nocturnal?
That's what it says, yeah.
I know.
Because you'd think the opposite would be true.
Well,
I wonder if that's the carnivore thing again.
But hang on, the goats aren't carnivores, are they? So what's the answer on the goats?
Maybe they're just feeling bold. Maybe they were setting up a situation was like Planet of the Apes, but Planet of the Goats.
I'm going to the original article in Nature, Ecology and Evolution, Mammal Responses to Global Changes in Human Activity. It's 163 species, sampled 102 projects around the world. I'm just reading, just sort of absorbing this.
Here's what I'd like to see. You know, you get these rewilding programs to reintroduce, say, beavers into the Scottish Highlands.
Yes.
I'd like some animals introduced into the urban environment. So I love seeing a fox, see them all the time. Why can't we have raccoons as well? Is this part of your brief?
No, but are we sure about the raccoons? I mean, are they good news, raccoons?
I mean,
I don't want to offend the raccoon lovers, but I mean...
They're cute.
Really?
I follow a Twitter account called Raccoons Hourly, which is a different picture of a raccoon on the hour every hour.
Does it make you feel better?
Yes. Have I told you I'm really into capybaras at the moment?
No.
They're the South American mammal. I think they're the largest rodent, and there are so many Instagram and TikTok videos about them. And during the Easter holidays, we're going to go and feed the capybaras.
Where?
Hounslow.
Are there a lot of them in Hounslow?
I don't think it's their natural habitat, to be honest. But they've been introduced into an attraction.
Really?
Yeah, they've been rewilded into a tourist attraction.
I'm not sure about the raccoon promotion.
Oh.
I mean, can I just sort of read it to you? Humans should be particularly cautious of approaching raccoons because they're common carriers of rabies, roundworms, and leptospiros.
Yeah, but we aren't all that, are we?
Most experts do not recommend having a raccoon as a pet.
No, I wasn't suggesting having one as a pet. I'd just like to hear a strange noise in the night, peek out of my bedroom window, and see a raccoon scuttling off.
I mean, do you think it's part of our middle age that we've become more wildlife interested, or do you think it's sort of...
I think it's partly that, but I just think... I get the sense it's something people are yearning for more broadly. Certainly that's the sense I have from conversations we've had on the podcast. And maybe there was something about lockdown which shifted something for people.
I think the goats in Llandudno did sort of... It was quite a big viral story, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it was sort of because people kind of thought, well, this was what life was like when humans weren't around. Do you know what I mean?
Are there any particular animals that you would like to see... reintroduced into urban areas to live alongside humans?
Giraffes. I do love a giraffe.
They're great, aren't they?
I think they're really elegant giraffes.
Yes.
Well, not exactly elegant, but sort of, what are they? They're sort of, there's something very impressive about them.
They're kind of pretty as well.
Yeah.
Those eyes, long lashes.
They've got a bearing, haven't they?
And a grace.
A grace, maybe grace.
Poise and grace.
Poise
yes.
and grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, mixed bag.
Mixed bag.
I really, you really bait and switched me on that school disco thing.
Because?
Because she sent me a text message saying I'm all about the school disco. And then I asked you about the school disco and you had nothing to say about it.
I'm sorry.
I thought, what's happened at the school disco? What thoughts does Ed have about school discos?
And I gave you nothing.
Did you do any dances with actions?
I'm not a very good dancer, really.
I'm not, and that's why I like a dance with actions, like a YMCA or whatever.
Do you know that Donald Trump plays YMCA at his rallies?
Why, though?
I don't know.
Why are the village people not objecting?
I know, I sort of don't really... I just generally don't understand it. And maybe it's to get the... Maybe it's exactly... Watch Trump dances to YMCA at his campaign rallies. This was 2020, but apparently he still does it.
I mean, who were the members of the village people? There was a policeman, I suppose, you know, he's quite authoritarian. There was a construction worker. I mean, famously, he's connected with blue-collar voters.
I think the village people have intervened, apparently.
Oh, OK. Probably the Native American.
Against their wishes.
Yeah.
We have no ill will towards the president, but we asked him to cease and desist long ago, reads a statement from the group to Billboard. However, since he's a bully, our request was ignored. Thankfully, he's now out of office. So he would seem his abusive use of our music has finally ended.
I think that there is a hint of ill will.
We hope to spearhead a change in copyright law that will give artists and publishers more control of who can and cannot use our music in the public space. Yeah, I'd say that they don't sound like great fans.
I don't think they have goodwill towards him, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you're off to Wales.
I'm off to Wales. I'll tell you if I see any goats.
Please do.
Bye.
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 Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.